What's up, YouTube? It's Rideshare Sean again. It's 10:19 a.m. Today is the 24th of August, 2023, Thursday. I don't even care. Today I'm talking about the Peloton platform. I ride the Peloton. I have a Bike Plus that I got from saving up my COVID payments from Trump and Biden, whatever. I don't even know. But anyway, I love it. It always works. It's really awesome. I've had it for a couple years, and I just now, I got a message from Peloton. I think it was like right before the 2-year mark. So I went a couple more months anyway, because I couldn't afford it. But whatever, to replace the pedals. So I replaced the pedals, and I also replaced my shoes at the same time. I was going to get the ones that have the little small cleat in the front. I forget what they're called. But I got those. They seemed kind of flimsy. So I just went with the Delta again. Anyway, my favorite person on the Peloton platform, all I do is ride. I don't use weights. I don't do any of the other stuff. There's yoga. There's all kinds of classes on there. But all I do is ride the Peloton every day. I ride in the morning for 20 minutes and I ride in the afternoon for 30 minutes. And my favorite person on the Peloton, period, my favorite person is Robin Arzon, because she's awesome. The reason why I like her is because, of course, because she's attractive, but she teaches me things at the same time that I'm on the Peloton, which is awesome. So on the girl's side, I think that she is the queen of Peloton all the way across, in all the, in the London studio, in the Australia studio, all across the world. I think, in my opinion, Robin Arzon is just the most awesome instructor on the girl's side. Now on the boy's side, the men's side, I think that Dennis Morton, AKA the Music Man, is the best on the men's side. Second to him is probably Bradley Rose, because he's really, really funny. He's crazy funny. And third to Bradley Rose, that's also really funny, and the highest paid employee at Peloton, period. I mean, the highest paid instructor is Cody Grigsby. I think his last name is Grigsby. I don't even know. But that dude is hilarious. He's really, really funny. And it is the reason why I like the Peloton so much is because it always works. Like, when I was, I knew I needed to, to get some exercise, and I was, I knew I was going to need to do it on a bike. I was going to get the S22i from Nordic Track first, but what I did was I sent 3 letters out. I'm talking about letters, not emails, letters. And I sent them to like iFit, Nordic Track, and someplace on Icon. Is, I think, the owner of iFit. Anyway, so I sent 3 letters out, and there were crickets from them. The reason why I sent 3 letters out is because I was going to develop a relationship with the company. I really wanted the S22i exercise bike, but from Nordic Track, but everybody on the forums, they were all saying, they were saying stuff like, get that Peloton, the Peloton's better, blah, blah, blah. Even the people that own a Nordic Track were saying, get that Peloton. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna get the Peloton in. And also, they were saying, with the S22i, it was like a 50-50 chance that you would get a bike that would work all the time and would be great, or you get a bike and it would fail on you. And I've been troubleshooting my whole life, and that's the absolute last thing I want to do. So with the Peloton, it just works. And that's all I care about. So every day I get on and I exercise for 20 minutes in the morning, and it just works. And then I exercise for 30 minutes in the afternoon, and it just works. Does exactly what it's supposed to do. It saves a crazy amount of time. I don't have to drive to the gym anymore. I don't have, there's so many things that I don't have to do because the Peloton is right there in my home. I don't have to drive anywhere. I mean, like, it's absolutely necessary for everybody to need exercise. Everybody needs it. Except for maybe this one person, this one rider that I picked up. His name was Travis, I think. I picked him up in downtown St. Pete off of, like, 9th Street. And he was like, yeah, I just, he said that he's only, he called it walking or something. 32,000 paces. That's a lot. He's like, I only did 32,000 paces today. That is a lot of paces. Like, each pace is about maybe more or less than a foot. But 32,000 of those is a lot. He said he only did 32,000. Most of the time he does more than that, like 50,000. He's a landscaper, and he, you know, like, pushed mowers around. And the mowers that he had, they were self-propelled, but they didn't have that thing that you stand on, and they weren't riders, so he had to walk by to basically run behind them. And that's why he gains that many steps each day. Now, he could probably get away without going to the gym or without exercising. He could probably get away with that, but I don't know. I'm not him, so I don't know. But anyway, it is the Peloton. It's an exercise that allows me to perform the way that I do. Like, I mean, like, you know, driving for Uber, the money that comes from Uber is horrible, but it's immediate, and I do need it right now to pay the bills right now. I mean, like, when I drive for Uber, the money is horrible, but I can get at that money ASAP. I don't have to wait for a paycheck to come in. I can just pay 85 cents and instant pay myself. So that's cool. But I ride the Peloton every day because, like, if I can't perform, everything that I do is about performing, the output that I can put out. So I have to ride in the morning and ride in the afternoon and all that stuff that adds up to performance. And I absolutely need to be able to perform every day. And it is the Peloton and all those instructors on there that help me. And, like, when I'm, like, riding, and, like today, Robin Arzon was available today. Like, I you know, like, I've used up all the Robin Arzon ones, but when I see Robin Arzon, I just grab it. It was an 80s ride. I'm like, oh, snap, it's Robin Arzon in an 80s ride. So for 20 minutes, so I grabbed it, right? She was talking about she got $5 in the 80s from, I think she said, from her mother. And she was like, $5 in the 80s, y'all? That's like a treasure chest. And that's exactly what $5 was in the 80s. It was a lot of money. Like, $5 now is like nothing. $5 in the 80s, that was. And then she was talking about she went to the ice cream truck and you could get like 4 ice creams for $5. Back then, that's so true. Like, now, $5 to an ice cream truck, you'd be lucky to get 1 ice cream. Maybe you probably end up paying like $5.50 or $5.75. Maybe even $6 for the hyperinflation now for ice cream. I have no idea. But anyway, I really like the Peloton. The Peloton, I think, is awesome. And it helps me perform and do what I need to do every day, day in and day out. So, like, on holidays, I never take a break from it. I do everything. I do that every day. Like, most of this stuff can be seen on About This Driver on RideSureDriver.blog. That's my website. So, any more information that you need can probably be given to you there. So, I live in Manatee County, and I work in, I drive in Pinellas County. And the reason why I do that is because Pinellas County is crazy expensive to live in. So I was priced out of Pinellas County. And Manatee County is less expensive, so that's good. And it's way more laid back. People in Manatee County are more likely to let you off of a ticket or to open the door for you or let you go in front because people in Manistee County are just more laid back. That's just the way it is. Manistee County has half of the population that Pinellas County does. So I live in Manistee County and I work in Pinellas County. And I think I've been living in Manistee County since 2015 many times. And I backed it up with a BP on 4th Street. Okay, I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida right now. And I'm right by the BP gas station I'm going to go to. So, it's on 16th Street, so I'm going to take this left. And the address is like a 41 address. So, it's like 3 blocks in. Now, Upside said to me, well, the Upside app, they didn't say it to me, but I read in the Upside app that gas here was $3.41 after they give you back 14 cents a gallon. So that means at the pump it should be $3.55. So let's see. $3.59, it says. So I guess I'll stay. I'll do that. And the fill up thingy on this car is on the left side, which is in the United States, the driver's side. So I need to pull in there on the driver's side. So we'll get this one.